This is the DBCC.com podcast with Mark and Steve Gray. Helping you lose fat and increase your muscle tone.
Hi, this is Matthew from the DBCC and I'm here with Charlie Brown. I'm just going to ask you a few questions, hoping to get insight into how you've got such great results. So Charlie, if you could please just introduce yourself and tell us how long you've been at the DBCC.
Hi, I'm Charlie Brown. I'm 36 years old. I've been at DBCC, I think, for almost a month now.
Just over 4 weeks.
And although I haven't been able to do a full week of training so far in the 4 weeks, I'm really, really happy with the results.
Perfect. So my first question, Charlie, is what have been any difficulties you've had? Because I'm sure there are literally thousands of people that found themselves in the same position as yourself.
I put weight on after an injury. I put a lot of weight on. And once my injury was all fixed, I found it very, very difficult to get back into training. I was just in a really bad way with food and alcohol and no exercise.
Okay, fair enough. Okay, so if you could just please tell us what results you have achieved since you've been at the DBCC.
Okay, so far, my weight is pretty much stable. However, fat weight has come down by 5.6 pounds, and my lean weight is up by 8.9 pounds.
Awesome, 8.9 pounds of muscle. That's amazing.
I'm happy.
Good, should be. Okay, so what were your struggles with weight loss before DBCC?
I was just eating all the wrong things. I was drinking too much, and I was doing absolutely no exercise.
Okay, fair enough.
I think life gets in the way, and you just find excuses not to do it. Mm-hmm. And trying to get back into the whole exercising every day and looking after yourself is difficult to do when everyone's so busy.
Mm. Okay, so had you tried losing weight before?
Kind of. I got married in February, so obviously that was my big incentive. You know, I did lose 2 stones before the wedding, but I still got another 2 to go. From where I was before I had my accident, so yeah.
Okay. Well, when you were building up to your wedding and you were trying to, you got lost that 2 stone.
Yeah.
Was that through exercise or nutrition or a combination of the
two? It was a little bit of exercise, but generally not eating much.
Fair enough.
With wedding dress sat in my house, tormenting me. So yeah, that was my incentive.
Okay. Have you done any diets before? So any sort of strict diet plans or?
No. I've tried to stay away from the whole crazy diet thing and just generally trying to look after myself and exercise, but after my accident the whole lot went out the window and I didn't really do anything.
Okay. So what were your expectations of the DBCC from when you walked in the first time?
My expectations were that it would be hard work, but it would be a sort of on a one-to-one basis, so you never had the opportunity to slack, where I think sometimes when you're in a group class there would always be the opportunity not to work as hard as you could.
Mm-hmm.
So that for me was the important part of me being pushed to my limit, because I think I know I can do it, but it's just doing it on your own is the most difficult part.
Mm-hmm. And how was the DBCC met up to those expectations?
It's amazing. I mean, I dread the one-to-one sessions, I can't lie, because you know that there's not an opportunity to rest or to let up, but yeah, it's been amazing. It's the best part of it, I think, is the sort of almost personal service that you get while you're training.
Okay, fantastic. What does your lifestyle look like now compared to before the DBCC?
Well, this is where I struggle, because my lifestyle is very much a lot of social eating and lots of trips and you know, going abroad. So at the moment, it's very much relearning how to eat well and stop splurging on alcohol and you know, fine foods. But yeah, I'm getting there. Yeah, definitely. You know, it's a lifestyle change, but it's just really doing it here and then applying it in general life, which is where I find it the most difficult.
Mm. But you're definitely making progress.
Yeah.
Which is good. Progress, not perfection, is what we're focused on.
Yeah, completely.
Perfect. So how has the DBCC helped you personally?
Personally, it's made me realise that I can do it. My fitness is in there. You know, and the results so far have been amazing, and my goal is so much closer than it was before I started.
Fantastic. Do you have any specific tips with regard to nutrition or exercise that you could give to anybody that might be listening to this?
That's a tough one. Yeah, that's really tough.
Anything that you found that's helped you specifically?
Anything
that you found?
I think the diet sheet that you gave when you got a little pack, that helped, because some days it's so difficult to inspire yourself to do something with greens and proteins and yeah, I think, you know, getting a diet sheet of this, have this egg and this mayonnaise and whatever else, it does help for sure. Yeah, so that's about it really.
Okay, fantastic. Any final words, Charlie, before we close?
If you're thinking of doing it, but you're not sure it's the right decision, then it is. Don't doubt it.
Fantastic. Thank you very much. Well, thank you, Charlie. I hope you guys found this interview helpful. Thank you for your time. Any comments, please comment below with questions, and we will get back to you. This is Matthew from DBCC Northampton. Thank you very much.
Thanks for listening. Head over to thedbcc.com to leave a comment or find out how we can help you achieve your transformation.